Hello everyone, welcome back to my channel and thank you guys so much for joining me. Today we are having a very important topic that is going to be about a very interesting element of a phenomenon that has been taking place. And if you are new here, my name is Nihanda Helmker, I am your host. And if you're joining me on other platforms, please make sure to check out the Spotify for the entire complete unedited version of this podcast. So let's get into it. I'm here to talk about a topic that I started talking about on YouTube called the anti-femo-Nazi movement. And I want to first get into a little bit of foundation as to what that encompasses before we get into why this kind of conversation is especially important to today's society, because there are a lot of misconceptions when it comes to certain things about feminism that are for intrinsically not a part of the movement as it is today. Now, if you're new to feminism and the history of feminism, you might not have already known that some of the things that women fought for in the feminist movement were the right to vote, to run in public office, to work for equal pay for equal work, and to own property in their own name, to receive education, and to enter into contracts without their spouse's like approval. So enter into the contract as a married woman, as a person and an individual. They also fought for things like maternity leave, access to contraception, and abortion, which by the way came later on as an add-on, and it was one of the more defining contradictory themes of the women's movement at that time. Yes, you heard right. Most women that came into the feminist movement did not want abortion added on as one of the things that was supposed to be pushed, because it was so controversial and women at the time just wanted the right to have a safe and healthy environment and great childcare for those who needed it. Now, the feminist movement today has really shifted into something a little bit different, which is seemingly a little bit more, or is very, very much about things like the power dynamic and how that has played into the idea of feminism being completely and only about power dynamics, is a little bit interesting to me, because I feel like this is an agenda that is not only propaganda, it has its own sense of it has a very, very dangerous sense of self. And I want to shift into or offer up a part of the reason why it is a very dangerous sense of self for women in general, because it is actually going against the natural order of how women are as it pertains to the foundation of what the feminist movement is or was. And the reason why I feel like that is a big issue is because it seems like we are participating in our own demise by participating in erasing femininity and womanhood by constantly trying to prove or agree to and not putting the females in place who are pushing this agenda to prove that we are equal to men. I feel like this idea, I have a very bad feeling about this idea being equal to men as a part of something that it is that women are striving for. I don't believe that that's what all women want. I feel like women want to have the acknowledgement of their participation in the workforce and a participation in the communities, whatever is left of it. But I feel like I'm seeing a lot more aggressive nature in the women's movement as it pertains to the power dynamic being the focal centerpiece of what is being pushed. And this is dangerous for two reasons. It participates actively in the erasure of women by saying that we are equal, there is no difference, we don't have anything special about us, our right to bear children or our need to bear children is not actually is something that should be shameful, and that everybody should be focusing on their career, etc. But it also focuses on a dynamic that says that women need to be pushed into the workforce before or if they're ready to do so, because they have taken time out to do things like raise their family and have children. Now, everybody is going to come for me because of this statement, but I really think that it is important for women to understand the underlying definition of femininity, womanhood, and the women's movement. And as we start to shift into this idea of this siren type woman, this succubus defined by most as a person who lures men into a trap by basically telling him what he wants to hear. I think that this is something that is what is defined as toxic femininity. And toxic femininity is going to be our second part of this episode as to what it is destroying the women's movement and all that women have worked so hard for to have in this in these spaces. So please stay tuned as I get more into this topic. I hope to see you again in the next one. All right, so I'm gonna go along with the idea and the metaphor of Odyssey. Now, if you're into Greek mythology, you will know that there is a story about Odysseus and his men who go off to sea and encounter some mermaid-like creatures that are off and are like calling into the abyss these men that he's sailing off with. And Odysseus was the only person of the men who had heard the song before. And he told the men to not listen to the sound of the siren and just to continue pushing on and make sure that they like get out of this, just to get out of this, to get out of this place. And but the only way that Odysseus was able to do that was having had been exposed to the sound of the sirens before, because no other men had ever heard this song before. And so he was the one who was able to give consciousness to his men so that they can understand exactly what this kind of thing sounds like. And the story is important analogy in terms of Greek mythology, because it talks about the allure of femininity, the toxic allure of femininity. And I believe that women today in the anti-femo Nazi sphere are exactly the embodiment of this, that they only use their femininity when it benefits them to at the demise and dis at for the demise of men. This is anti-family, and it's certainly anti-community and anti-child. And I'm going to get more into that in my Spotify podcast. So welcome guys to this extra read all about it episode. And here we're going to be talking about the Odyssey and the siren and how the anti-femo Nazi plays into this. First, I want to give a little bit more background as to what exactly is the encompassing element of fascism and Nazism. Now, if we go through history about 100 years ago, there was a guy, his name was Adolf, and he did a lot of crazy things with a lot of ideologies that he constructed based on a combination of people like Marx and a couple other people who if I figure out how to make the links in my description, I will link those down for you so you can go read up on this yourself. But Mr. Hitler had a very interesting approach towards exclusion and propaganda. And he mixed up a lot of things that seemingly would have made a lot of sense to people because it appealed to elements of society that basically were just hungering and needing for addressing. And I make this analogy only because the underlying root meaning of fascism and Nazism, just to be very, very broad,
is what he describes as blood and soil. Now, for purposes of changing the metaphor so it's more relatable to the context in which I will be speaking, I'm going to say blood, so genetics, gender, and yeah, gender and blood. So I'm going to say that just because a woman says that she's a woman and speaks words of feminism and talks about things like equality and saying this does not necessarily mean that she has the benefit of all women at hand. And we see this when we see women attacking other women in these spaces because they are choosing to live their individual lives in a more natural feminine way and being put down and talked down to, or even at worst, lectured and patronized because they want to do things like be a mother and be a wife. And these women are not allowed to have voice in these spaces anymore because it contradicts what it is that is pushing, what it is the feminist movement is now pushing in this rabid feminist movement. Not only are these women just like pushing people and excluding people out of these spaces, but they become extremely violently reactive if you dare speak anything against what their values are. This, to me, is exactly the kind of propaganda and exclusivity that Hitler pre-promoted. And why I add the ideology of anti-femo-Nazi to the equation is because this is the anti-feminism movement. All of the things that women stood for that made us special and unique, that we wanted to be taken into consideration when a community or a society decided what it is that was important for that community and society, women were the ones who said that they want to have political voice, they wanted to have political opinion, and they wanted the government to reflect some of the needs of women in the decision-making process. And we have come from that to women, we are all the same, and women should not be interested in these issues because these issues are a part of the patriarchy that is holding society back. This makes no sense to me. Absolutely no sense. And it is a hyperbolic issue that women are not allowed. Women are the ones who are now oppressing ourselves. Because if you don't go along with the current agenda of feminism, then you will be silenced, canceled, and let and be called out. So I want to thank you guys right now. We're going to be back with another episode. Please stay tuned. There's more to come. So after she has pushed him off the cliff, after she has sung him the siren song and pushes him off the cliff, and now she's the one that's in power, or I don't know, she uses his blood for maintaining her youth, then we now seem to have a new agenda, a new way, a new paradigm shift as it comes to women and where they go. So by this time, you have so isolated and disillusioned by the person that you've become to question your own sanity, right? A man who is being led away by a siren or a succubus into thinking that whatever it is, you know, she says is true and nothing else, is someone that is going to be very, very, very confused and not able to lead. This is exactly the purpose, and you see that in a lot of celebrity-like examples. I'm not going to call any name in this episode or in the episodes to come, but you can see a lot of public like examples of siren feminine type women who push feminine propaganda and say that they represent us women, and they represent us women by saying what it is to men that they want to hear in order to become the man or put themselves in the man place, in the man's place. Women who parade themselves as pride of feminism are usually portraits of this behavior, right? They appear to be feminists. They preach empty words of feminism at the expense of men, These women who want to be men actually know they want to be female misogynists, which is misandry, okay? I didn't even know there was an actual word for this, but this is the definition of misandry. These male-hating, penis-envying, femo-Nazi, anti-femo-Nazis want power and control, exactly like our good and not good, but evil friend Mr. Adolf did back 100 years ago. They want everything on their terms, and when they don't get it, they cry wolf. So you will find this woman saying things like patriarchy, oppression, and supremacy in her speech to shame men into going along with her anti-femo-Nazi rally and rallying young women to shave their heads, dress in oversized blazers, and march in unison to have to the safe female spaces to taken away from us by men suffering with some gender dysphoria issues. And you see this a lot in common in media at the moment, that you will find that we all have to be marching in unison to the same song that is being pushed by this anti-femo-Nazi movement. And if you have anything otherwise to say, which is the definition of fascism and Nazism, is that the cause takes precedent over your individual needs. And that means that if you question anything that is being portrayed in this rhetoric and propaganda that you're being fed, you will be deemed as other and put aside and cast aside. And hopefully that won't be so much of a violent process, but we are already seeing the effects of how cancel culture has made sure that women go to the ultimate extreme to make their point that nothing against what they think is acceptable. Please do yourself a favor and get educated on what is the real agenda of these women. These women have never really worked a day in their lives to actually put into practice some of the rhetoric that they have, that they are pushing. Everything they have, they've gotten through their charm and good looks most of the time. And that's okay. Like, I'm not trying to be hating on anybody saying you shouldn't work with what you got, but then turn around and to say that we're all equal and I should be treated and respected exactly like a man. A man doesn't have your beauty and charm to get what he wants. He has to use hard work. And so this to me is putting into women's heads, all the while lecturing women about working and speaking and doing personal growth while they have, you couldn't melt or pour personal growth on them if you had the chance. Let's be honest, guys. You know who I'm talking about. Because a woman who has gone through her whole life living off of her good looks and charm does not have the concept of how to get anything without it. It is second nature. And that's also okay. But let's call it what it is. And let's not pretend that there is some innate glorious thing that you carry within you that you worked so hard to get. And you know what? I'm not even mad at these women. You know why? Because nobody took the time out. Nobody had the strength and courage to tell them from beginning on, hey, just because you look good does not mean that you shouldn't work hard. This society glorifies beauty. And as a person who considers himself okay looking, I recognize how differently I get treated because of those looks. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you should do this if you want to be like me. I do recognize that there are standards out there that prevent me from having the life, prevent others from having the life that I have been afforded. And we need to start to be a little bit more honest about those realities. So I hope to see you guys in the next one. This is going to be wrapping up in the next segment, or not, depending on how much I get through. And I hope you all are enjoying this. Please leave a like and a comment down below if you want to hear more about this topic. If you have anything to add, please do so. Just do so respectfully. And I'll see you in the next one.